from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Live from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons, Christian Harkin, Andy Hart here with you until just a little after 6. We're going until about 6:15. As then we'll hand things off to the Red Sox. Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles going at it tonight. That season's still a thing. They're still technically, mathematically still in it. Losing to the White Sox certainly didn't help anything yesterday, but we're not talking about that right now here on a Patriots Monday. We're talking about what you just heard, which was the first win of the year and the first game of the year, defying the odds, defying Vegas, defying the experts, and defying idiots like Hart and myself. The Patriots go out there and make mincemeat of a Cincinnati offense that I was expecting to put up at least like 30 points. My 31-10 was the score I had for this one. I thought it was going to be an ugly, ugly debut all around, and it was the exact opposite of that. A lot of people eating crow today, myself in particular. The only person who really has any standing here is Stiz, our producer Stiz back at back in Brighton, who is the only one I know in the world that had the Patriots in the knockout pool. So there you go. Congratulations, Stiz. You can't use them anymore now. So if they go 17-0, you got that one out of the way early.
What was that?
But they're not going 0-17. So
they're also not going 17-0.
Off the table. It's still possible. I don't think they are either, but it's still possible. 0-17, though. Not possible anymore.
You got to believe.
We talked earlier about what the biggest surprise was. I think it's the offensive line. That was the best win for this team since what?
Oh. I mean, you got what? That weird Bills one last year was a good win.
It was a good win, but I don't think that was a season where you're like, all right, this
it wasn't defining.
Yeah. It was that early in the year or later in the
later
year?
In the
it
year.
Was later on in the year. It was already sort of a
Seattle Cam Newton's year. Wait, did they win that game?
They lost that game.
Yeah, no, but that was
he
the best loss.
They had a big game, but they lost.
That was like a believe loss kind of game.
Yeah.
So it might. Because that felt like it might be defining that loss to Seattle. Mm-hmm. Like, Brady's gone, but Cam Newton, is he
just
is he
threw
good?
For like 400 yards, right. Whatever it was. That was ridiculous. That
you were kind of like pondering.
Edelman was going crazy.
Yeah.
It might have been his last game ever, I think.
There was some question. Like, yeah, that was a really big game because it's weird because they went to the playoffs a year later.
Mm-hmm.
with Mac Jones.
Yeah, I'd say the win that clinched the playoff, that win against Jacksonville, where they won like 50-5 or whatever it was, or 50-10. That, because that, it was not like a close game or anything, but Mac Jones had just lost two games. He had that big long win streak in the middle of the year, and then they get Jacksonville at home, I think it was, and they just put such a beating on him to clinch a playoff spot, and everyone was like, all right, Bill still got it. They got their quarterback of the future. They're a playoff team in his rookie year. Like this, that seemed like a moment. You know, that seemed like a moment for the Patriots. I'd say it's the best win since then.
And then there was another moment in Buffalo that was more the opposite that, moment. But no, this is big because as you said, I mean, you took it a little dramatic for my liking.
What can I say? I have
James,
a flair.
I think you were channeling your James Earl Jones,
maybe
honoring
bit, yeah.
the great man on this day when he unfortunately passed away. But like, this was big for a lot of people in a lot of ways. There were a lot of questions, and it means nothing in the long run in a lot of ways. That's the other thing.
That's true.
It feels big right now.
It does, and we're doing a show today, so, you know.
100%.
Yep.
Live in the moment, recency bias, whatever
Absolutely.
You want to call it. But it feels, because it could have, if they had just lost, we talked about earlier, if they had just lost 17-16, people would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
What if they lost 45-3?
I think that would have been, you know, all right. Well, this
Mayo would have been a dummy.
Suck, yeah.
Mayo would have been a dummy.
We miss Bill.
Brissett would suck.
Yep.
Kraft would have been an idiot for hiring Mayo. Like, there would have been so many dramatic victory laps about how bad things have gotten and so many things going wrong. And it was the exact opposite. Especially, this has really hit me more and more the more, you know, I sort of process our interview with Jacoby Brissett and the way he talked about what Gerard did in the July and August, but then this week, just kind of presenting them with the path to success. And they took the path and they found success. When you do that, now, when you do it again, okay, I believe you.
Yep.
You tell me how to beat Seattle and I'll do what you tell me to do because you told me last week and it worked, so I might as well trust you this week. And as you put those sort of pelts on the wall or those like notches, and it's not always going to work. It didn't work for Bill all the time either.
Right.
But if you go 3-1, not record, I'm just saying, like, when he tells you what to do and you do it, that builds momentum organizationally. Right?
Especially when no one was expecting anything. Like, that, you know, it's not to compare this to Tom Brady, but no one expected him to go out and win a bunch of games that year. He got put in the game because Bledsoe got smashed on the sideline, and they all were like, all right, let's see if this works, and he won a couple games, and so they kept going with it. It's really just about building off of whatever success you can have and getting guys to buy into the fact that this is happening for a reason. It's not just chance, not just luck. We're good enough. You're good enough.
And most people need to see it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the whole trust the process thing doesn't resonate with me. I'm not really a trust. I need to see something that gives me reason to believe, not just faith, not some narrative, some fiction that you're selling me. It's why I poo-pooed Gerard Mayo telling me last week that the offensive line issues were overblown.
Right.
No, I think they were blown quite properly. They were blown up. They were made a big deal. And now, when he says they're overblown, I go, huh.
Yeah,
was he right? They overblown a little bit.
He did say that again today. Do we have that cut, Stiz? It was earlier this morning. They were talking. He was talking with Hillman right here in the studio, and was asked about the offensive line. He was, you know, I mean, listen, it's easy to say these things after a win, and certainly a win where your quarterback only got sacked one time. Do we have it, Stiz?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Okay, I'll give him a second here. It was to me the biggest surprise of the entire game.
Yeah,
I thought that defensively they could go out there and hang with Cincinnati. I didn't think they'd shut them down like that, but I thought they could hang with them and maybe turn them over a bit. I had no expectation that the offensive line would even be functional, let alone only allow one sack. Here's Mayo this morning.
Offensive line only allowed one sack.
I've told you guys the entire time, and I've told the media, we've overblown the deficiencies that we have at offensive line. Every single preseason game, turn on the tape. This is what I would say. Turn on the tape. Every single preseason game, I would say we dominated the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. Now, there were some things. There was the one practice versus Philly. Everyone kind of blew that out of proportion, but I have nothing but total faith in Scott Peters, AVP, Kugler, Mike, all those guys to get those guys ready to go, and we don't hear it. We don't hear it.
So Gerard Mayo has earned some of my, because I was kind of mocking that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get a pause for a minute and say, maybe when he's telling us those things, he really truly believes it. And it is true. You know who hasn't? Elliot Wolf.
True.
Because Elliot Wolf told me Chuks Okorafor could play left tackle. He told me it in the spring and straight on, and he can't.
Right.
Right. So when Elliot, and to a lesser extent, Caden Wallace. Elliot Wolf told us Caden Wallace, we know he can play left tackle. I know he's a right tackle in college, but he could have been a left tackle, blah, blah, blah. Elliot Wolf's kind of 0 for 2 on those.
Right.
Gerard Mayo is building some credibility.
Mm-hmm.
If you just listen to his words, and if it comes to fruition, you can't keep calling him out if the facts become the facts. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
As he presents them.
Yeah.
So I think that was good. And Gerard Mayo needed that to some degree. There were people questioning him. There are still people questioning him. If you go on, again, that cesspool that is X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, there's still a lot of people that think Mayo's a clown and this is all smoke and mirrors.
And he stabbed Belichick in the back and all
right.
that stuff.
Like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
of these things. But it doesn't really matter what those people think on there because they're not going to care. He's his own man. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what we say. If I say 0-17, Jacoby told me that, he doesn't care. It matters what Jacoby and John Jones and these guys think as they try to build that C word that they've sold all along, culture.
Yeah, culture.
You smirk every time I say that.
You said C word.
I should have remembered. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. Christian Arkin gets a little weird.
This
and
is
things.
When it happens.
I don't know if it's a blood sugar issue or what happens to you at this hour, but it's a little weird. But no, the culture.
It's happy hour.
This was a culture-setting win, correct?
Yes, I agree. I think it definitely was.
And it could be blown up in a week.
You have to continue it, but yeah. This is the type that you at least get guys to buy in one more week.
Because if you get killed in Cincinnati, it's a culture-doubting win.
Yep.
Maybe we did go too easy in camp. Maybe we didn't do things right in camp. It's like we talked about with Cora the other day.
Yeah.
The facts cause you to think. He believes in his program, but then he looks at it and he goes, you know, we stink in August. Oh, we stink in August again. Oh, we stink in August again. Maybe we're not doing things right. Maybe I need to question the way we go about our business or our culture or our plans. This for 1 week, and it's 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard Mayo said that a lot, and I appreciated that quite a bit this morning, that he reminded people it's only one game. But this had the potential to be a culture-setting win.
Yeah. The only other thing I'd take issue with, dominated the line of scrimmage in all three of those preseason. One of those games, you had 10 penalties for like 200
yeah,
yards.
I
don't know if I'd call that dominating the line.
But some of that
only
was
one sack in that game. That's
the
true.
Formations
yep.
that we now question in a different way because mm-hmm. we saw it in, you know, the opener. So maybe that's
and it was really
thing.
Just a hockey league thing. So maybe
right.
it's just, you know, you're not going to see
could
that too
could be an
often.
Issue.
But yeah, that's the only, really, other than that, I don't take really any issue with anything you said there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Tom Carroll's going to get you caught up here on what's trending. And when we come back, a brand new segment called Relax or Go Off will debut in the 5:30 window right after.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
617-779-7937. There's your phone number here. It's a Patriots Monday. We are live at Gillette WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. We've been talking Patriots all day long. Wanted to expand the conversation to the rest of the NFL a little bit here. We got three topics, I'd say, three big ones. Dak's contract, now the highest paid player in the NFL. And then, of course, the other games that we saw yesterday over the course of the day. If you were watching on Red Zone, if you were watching Tom Brady's debut, that was one of the lesser competitive games of the whole weekend. Let's start with, what do you want to start with, Dak or Sunday games?
So let's start with Dak and okay. That game in particular, the contract comparison. He is now, he got that funny deal where almost all of it is guaranteed except like $9 million.
Yep.
I love NFL contracts. Like, we can just guarantee.
It's really switched in the last 5 years.
Yeah, no, it's gone nuts. Yeah. And everybody said Deshaun Watson was the one-off, and maybe he should have been or shouldn't have been at all. That contract looks worse and worse by the day. People are now talking about him being benched, and he's bad. He's not a good – it's almost like karma just caught up to him, and whatever the hell went sideways in his personal life, off-field life, took away his football ability because he's just not a good player right now. There was a slant pass that he tried to throw to Amari Cooper that was just like you tried to throw it.
Yeah.
And Amari Cooper was just like shaking his head like you could almost read his mind. This guy stinks. My quarterback stinks. And I'm a good receiver and I don't have that much time left. I'd like to have a quarterback that can give me the ball. And then the Dak thing.
He was earmarked to be one of the greats. Like his
absolutely.
First couple of years in Houston, people talked about him like he was already great.
Special.
Yeah.
MVP caliber quarterback. Bill O'Brien loved him.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien loved him. And he could do special things in the pocket, but also run and make throws. It fell apart. Now, Dak, that's a huge contract, but that just puts more of a bullseye on. Like, they have to win.
Yeah.
I feel like this adds to the Bill Belichick could coach them sooner rather than later, which I meant to bring up earlier, and I forgot, and sorry to go kind of sideways here, but shouldn't we add Cincinnati to that? Zach Taylor as a talented team with a good quarterback, Super Bowl contender that I don't know that Zach Taylor's a good coach.
I'm not sure about that either. I mean, he did get him to a Super Bowl, but I don't think that, you know, since then you've really seen them play an even season. Like, that's been tough, and I think that, you know, whatever you think of Joe Burrow, he's better than a fringe playoff quarterback.
Oh, no, he's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
He is a top five quarterback, and Bill loved Paul Brown. I think he respects Mike Brown probably more than the outside world, the rest of the world really does.
Do you want to take over that team we just saw yesterday?
I don't know. Yeah. Do they have talent? They got two pass rushers on defense. They got two star receivers, a star quarterback.
Those all sound like candidates get cut as soon as he gets there. It's like, I don't need a Jamar. I don't need this Jamar Chase headache. T. Higgins, you want to get traded? Fine, I'll trade you for a fifth.
I wouldn't do that at this point in his career.
I can see that. I'm just saying,
his life.
Like, that's how he handled those situations.
But everybody has talked about Philly and Dallas and Green Bay and Buffalo even. And like, I don't know, if we're going to just list good teams that could underachieve, I would put Cincinnati on the list.
And to your point, yesterday when Taylor punted late, I mean, that was a really interesting decision given the fact that they basically gave up the game there.
And that's what Jamar Chase was saying when he was still on the field arguing and got 12-man penalty for being pouting.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. Who had the best win, other than the Patriots, who had the best win and the worst loss of yesterday?
So I think a weirdly best win might be the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a bad loss so that you didn't lose
it. Big comeback there.
Makes it a good win.
Allen really flexed on them at the end. Yeah.
He did. And I think that's key, and that's sort of their MO over the last year plus, is Josh Allen just saying, I'm not going to lose. You know, I give my team a chance to win, and I already saw those reports, like his hands hurt from the second touchdown run, I think.
Yeah.
The one where he kind of hurtled and did that. But that's a really good win for the Bills, because as I said, it would have been a really bad loss to open the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think the worst loss was probably the Giants. I think that's, I mean, not that much was expected from them this year, but to go out and get beat like that by Sam Darnold,
is got to be demoralizing, especially at home, to not even get a 7 points on the board there. That was pretty brutal. For best win, I would say maybe the Steelers, you know, having to go to Justin Fields right yep. before the game and beating an Atlanta team that was much ballyhooed in the offseason. Atlanta might be up there for worst loss, too.
I would put Atlanta
that's
in the worst
be,
loss.
I mean, that, they re- I really expected them to blow doors in that game, and they barely managed 10 points. Like, that was a brutal, brutal showing for them.
Because there's some that think, could they have Super Bowl aspirations? Or they might be a little... But the NFC, people perceive to be the lesser of the conferences.
Especially the NFC South.
And if something, right.
Yeah.
And if you set yourself up and maybe you have such a good regular season, maybe, you know, let's just say they have, you know, home field advantage.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to envision now, but you're Lions. I think the Lions, that was a good
win.
That's a good win for
and
a team that has expectations.
A good cover. Which almost didn't have. If they scored in that last drive, then they would have only won by four. They tied it up. And then they marched down the field and won me some money. So that was very nice there.
And a good commercial offshoot. The Dan Campbell commercial where he covers his mouth might be my favorite early commercial of the season.
Yeah, there was
he makes
good
me laugh.
Good ads a lot. The Brady and Edelman one I thought was funny, too.
Yeah.
What about Friday night?
What about
Eagles getting that win down in Brazil over the Packers? I mean,
it's a good win.
You have to imagine that that's in the conversation for best win of the week.
Worst loss might be your quarterback.
Yeah, him being out for a while. I don't think they're going to be playing in that stadium again anytime soon. If you're Bill Belichick and you're upset about that Patriots win, then you're probably happy with that Falcons loss. Wouldn't you say?
Like, oh, yeah.
At the very least, you're like, you probably should have maybe hired a guy.
Do you think Bill was in any way happy for his mentee? Gerard Mayo yesterday.
So they asked him that. They asked him that this morning, and he
wouldn't answer.
Avoided the question.
I took that as a no. He has not contacted me.
If Belichick called him, don't you think he would have said, "Yeah, we had a great conversation"? Like, what?
Yeah,
I really appreciate all the stuff he's taught me over the. He didn't say a word.
Maybe the new Gerard Mayo realizes, well, if I say that, then the next time they ask, if I don't say it, then it like just
opens the door.
Vagaries are best. Learn that. But my guess is Bill did not call because I saw. Fitzy actually tweeted out that Bill was on McAfee earlier today, and Fitzy claims he watched over 40-something minutes of Bill on McAfee.
Tease and peace.
And there was no mention of the Patriots game. They didn't ask
They
Bill
didn't
about.
Ask us. What?
So that leads me
Are
to believe
serious?
That that's what Fitzy said.
Let me find this tweet. That's unbelievable if that's true.
That's what he said.
That's unbelievable.
I find it quite believable.
Come on.
Well, no, you know that means Bill said, hey,
no questions about the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pathetic. I'm sorry. First of all, it's pathetic
Bill's
to
a
ask
baby.
That, and it's pathetic that a tough guy over there wouldn't ask Bill a question about
Wait,
it.
Wait, you
that's
think
ridiculous.
He's a tough guy?
No,
he's the softest guy.
I was
guy.
Being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
About McAfee. He acts like a tough guy, like, but that I mean,
is
come
the,
on.
That is the new Oprah. That's the softest landing spot ever.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I guarantee you can get whatever you need out of that interview.
Fitzy, 3 hours ago, did I just watch Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee for almost 40 minutes and not a single question about or mention of the Patriots' massive upset in their first regular season game without him as head coach, or did I miss something? I hope he missed something. Honestly, I do. Not that I want Fitzy to have to delete his tweet or anything. I just hope that that's not... That first of all, McAfee wasn't told or didn't think to ask about that. Like that, what a failure that would be if that was the case.
It's a little weird though because on the podcast with Patricia, they were talking about Drake May freely.
Right,
so,
they're all talking about it. Right when they
I
thought they were
coming
suck,
after
right?
a win, he doesn't want to talk about the Patriots.
I also don't know. He does have a lot of spots, and to have value in all of them, is he like? Different material, different talk. Like, I
Saving
only
the
do the
stuff
league stuff with this, and I do mine where I'll talk Patriots or...
What's the biggest audience he has? It's probably that, right?
Yeah, but what's the biggest paycheck he has? I have no idea.
Still. You don't
probably
even,
Robert Kraft.
You don't
probably
even ask him about it.
Oh, good point.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's really if that's true, and I trust Fitzy. I trust
Fitzy?
That he watched it. He said maybe I missed something. I'm hoping he did.
He
I'm
could.
Hoping
he misses
something.
Things a lot
because that is pathetic. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Let's take a call here before we get to relax or go off. Let's start with Joe and Randolph. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Hi guys. How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
I just got an observation that I think that the Bengals might have underestimated the Patriots and brought their B game, and the Patriots might have brought their A game, and I think that the Bengals didn't play as hard as they could have and should have because they didn't expect the Patriots to be as strong and powerful as they were.
Yeah.
And I was glad to see that.
Joe, I think you're onto something there. I think it looked a lot in various points in the game like the Bengals were just overlooking them. All throughout the first half, I thought that. I thought, wow, they just think they can roll the football out there and beat them no problem. And the Patriots were just they're tough customers. I mean, it was a much tougher game than I think Cincinnati was expecting.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the Patriots' A game. It definitely was not even as high as the B game for the Bengals. To me, that was probably a D game for the Bengals. And I'd like to think that was probably a B game for the Patriots. I think there's room for improvement for the Patriots. I don't think that was their best performance. Maybe best effort. I think their effort was really good.
I think it'll be up there in terms of defensive performances they have this year. It might be their A game on defense. You know?
Maybe.
Or that's
I still think there's more.
That's about the line. Maybe it could be better than that. Yeah, we'll see.
And with experience, we could argue your two best players on defense were two second-year players. So they should get better.
Yeah.
There should be room for them to grow, and then you marry that up with Jonathan Jones, Marcus Jones. Even Marcus Jones, he hasn't played very much football on the defensive side of the ball in particular. So he has room to grow. So there's plenty of room to grow. Look at me being optimistic late in the show.
Who's this guy? All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. And without any further ado, Tom Carroll, what do we got right now?
All right, we got relax or go off. So I'm going to go through storylines, topics from the week one in the NFL.
I remember this song from Madden. Remember it was like Madden 2003 or something like that? Yeah, this
legendary beat here.
Most Def, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to set up the topic, and you're going to tell me if I need to relax or go off.
Okay.
Like, go off, King, as the kids say. Don't say go off, King.
I will not say that.
Well, maybe you can. All right, Friday night, the Eagles beat the Packers in Brazil 34-29. You hear that score, and you hear those teams, and you think, huh, sounds like an awesome game. But the game ended on a sour note as the Packers star quarterback Jordan Love hurt his knee in the waning moments of the game. It's being reported that Love will miss anywhere between 3 and 6 weeks. This injury should be enough to cancel all games outside of the country moving forward. If the league cares about player safety, their playing surface should matter too. Relax or go off.
I would say go off in the sense that you shouldn't play in that place in Brazil ever again on that field, but relax in the idea that you can't ever play another international game. I don't feel like this is a big scourge in the NFL. Every time they go to London or every time they go to Germany or Mexico, wherever they go, I don't think that this is something that's been happening that often, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't have the stats in front of me or anything. It just doesn't seem like that. If that was really such a problem, I feel like we'd hear about it every international game, and I don't feel like we do.
So there's problems. Mexico had security problems, and remember the locker rooms were like a quarter mile away, and they had to build a tunnel to get them.
Didn't some guy like steal Brady's jersey out of the locker room too? Was that in Mexico?
That was a Super Bowl.
That was a Super Bowl.
That was a Super Bowl, yeah, but the guy was from Mexico.
Yes.
That's what it was. Okay,
he was from like Mexican TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think relax and now just find maybe a little more planning, prior planning prevents piss poor performance, the right place. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sorry, if we think NFL athletes are the most premier athletes, whatever. They're not. Those FIFA dudes are worth a lot more money, some of them. They're like $250 million type athlete, whatever. So if they can bounce around the world and play friendlies and do things and figure it out, and I know they're very sensitive. That's why they have to put grass down out here at Gillette for the World Cup and all those things. If they can figure it out, we can figure it out. Just don't let greed take you to places where the structure isn't really there. Take it to the right places. That might be Wembley or Germany or some of those places in Europe, but not maybe South America, Africa, Asia. If the place isn't good enough, don't just go for the paycheck.
Yeah, and it seemed like everyone behaved themselves. You know, everybody's worried there was going to be some sort of big problem there.
Yeah, it's worse with freaking Chargers, Raiders in those places.
Chargers,
it's more
Raiders.
Dangerous in those places.
It really was. All right, what else we got, TC?
All right, staying with Friday night, Saquon Barkley had a huge game in his first game with his new team. 3 touchdowns, 1 receiving, 2 rushing, accounting for 132 yards of total offense. Plugging Barkley into one of the best teams in football will vault him to another level, and Barkley will win the Offensive Player of the Year. Relax or go off.
Do you need me to open up my FanDuel app where I placed the bet after the practice against the Eagles for Barkley for Offensive Player of the Year?
Because
I did that.
Do it.
No, I'm not showing around. But I did. I legitimately did it. He has two of the top-selling jerseys right now in the top five. The Kelly Green one and the whatever their regular one is.
Eagles jersey's cool.
Yeah. He's ridiculous. And when I saw it, I was like, wow, that offense is really great. People barely know he's on that offense. People forget how good he was before he was crushed by the New York offense and Daniel Jones. Go back to Penn State or even his first year. Mm. I believe he was an all-pro as a rookie. He put up ridiculous numbers.
He has massive
thighs, massive playmaking. If he stays healthy, he's going to have a massive year.
But he's not going to stay healthy, so you might want to cash out on that bet if he has a couple more weeks.
Yeah, what's your cash out?
Yeah, listen, after 1 week, they probably won't give you anything juicy until like week 8. And if he's still running around like that in week 8, then I'll eat my words. But man, you know, talk about a guy who was really just so much potential and seemed like he was going to just take over the league. And then that 2020 injury, he hasn't been a total ghost since then. He's missed some games.
When he plays, he's really good.
When he's out there, he's good, but it just seems like it's hard for him to finish these years.
So, to be honest,
I would relax.
I only bet small. No, I bet $2 on that.
Okay.
I'm a low money guy. I can cash out for $3 right now.
Hey.
That sounds like a win.
I mean, listen.
Should I cash out for $3 or should I
let it roll?
I'd let it roll. I'd let it roll at least one more week. Maybe he can get up to 4.
Absolutely.
He has another big game. Maybe even 5.
All right, the Bills escaped an upset at home. The Bills escaped an upset at home by the Cardinals coming back to beat Arizona 34-28. Bills needing a comeback against the Cardinals team that didn't even utilize Marvin Harrison Jr. in his rookie debut. But the Bills get the win, albeit not in dominant fashion. This was a sign of things to come for Buffalo in 2024. The Bills will be in the bottom two of the AFC East this season. Relax or go off.
Bottom two, I'd say go off. I think that that's where they're going to be. I think they're going to have a hard time staying ahead of the Jets and the Dolphins. I think they'll be the third place team. I do.
Yeah, that could be a playoff team.
They could still be a playoff team, sure. But I'm saying I think they'll be in the bottom half of the division, playoff team or not. I think that you saw a great comeback, and Josh Allen is still an MVP-caliber player. But his lack of offense is the reason why they got into that hole in the first place. And I think against better teams, that's going to be a problem for him and a problem for them in general. And they could have used Marvin Harrison. He was streaking up the field wide open. No one even was near him. And Calamari, as our good friend Gresh used to call him, was not looking that direction. So, yeah, I was expecting that those two might have an early chemistry and get off to a good start. You gotta look for that kid if he's out there open like that.
Yeah, go off, I guess. I do think the Bills are they're not nearly as talented as Miami or New York overall, in my opinion. So it'll play as a Josh Allen thing or a post-Stephon Diggs thing. I think Josh Allen is really good. I think that team is not as good as the other two teams they're competing with.
While the Texans came into the season as one of the trendy Super Bowl picks by the football world, they barely squeaked by the Colts in Week 1, beating Indy 29-27. Colts showed that with a healthy Anthony Richardson, they're right there with the Texans in the AFC South. Get your Colts AFC South futures tickets now. The Colts will win that division. Relax or go off.
Go off. Just because I bet the under on the Texans and I want to continue to root for my bets to succeed, and I was rooting for an upset there because that would have been a nice start to my season going against the Texans. Anthony Richardson, Scheim has got him as MVP. He's not going to win the MVP. I just got to tell
Scheim
right
now. He's
fun,
though.
He's fun. He's very fun. He needs to stay healthy.
He had that one great throw. Freak. He had one really, really good throw.
That's freak. That is something. If you see that in person, you felt like you saw something like that's red seat crap or that's like, no, that's like legitimate craziness, and he can do those types of things. Remember, he had, and I'm not big on the whole relative athletic score and all that pre-draft crap, but he was a perfect 10 in that. Basically saying you cannot get a better, more well-rounded athlete than Anthony Richardson. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say probably relax with that. I don't think the Colts are going to be better than the Jaguars this year, for example. I know the Jags lost. I just think the Jaguars are a more complete team. I like their offense a little bit better. And I think Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson, even if he does have a great throw like that once in a while. I also think, Richardson coming off the injury, we'll see if he can stay healthy this year. I still don't love the Colts' offensive line. And it seems like Jonathan Taylor may not be exactly what we remember him as either. So I would say Texans and the Jaguars will probably battle it out at the top of that division. I think that the Colts end up third, probably not fourth, but definitely third.
It wasn't surprising that the Saints beat the Panthers in Week 1, but it was surprising how badly they beat Carolina. 30-3 at halftime, 47-10 final score. Carolina looked absolutely lost out there, and it looks like they're destined to finish with the worst record in the NFL for the third consecutive season. By the end of this year, we will be able to confidently say that this is the worst three-year stretch for a team in NFL history. Relax or go off?
Go off. The Panthers stink. Mm. We knew they stunk. We know the coach, I'm sorry, all these things about his schedule and they're out by 3 on Thursday and out by 2 on Friday. Like,
the ladies love that guy, by the way. Canales?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it is. It's
didn't
gross.
He also. There was a story about he cheated on his wife or something. Oh, he wrote about it in his
that.
Book.
I did know that, yes.
Yeah.
She made him write a whole book about how yes. he was sorry about doing
it. But now he's like found right. God, I think. Or
that's usually what happens
yeah.
after that.
Absolutely.
It's usually the next step.
No, I mean, you stink. You have an impetuous owner. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, it mm-hmm. seems like there. It's a terrible power structure.
They missed out on a number one pick.
There's a lot just... They stink, so go on. They're bad.
Yeah.
Go off.
That's an example of drafting a quarterback
yourself.
Who is not a who? Who is not a, who's maybe not ready for prime time, maybe the wrong situation to put a quarterback in. Bryce Young looked great in college. Last year, he was lined up behind the guard. He didn't know what he was doing. He couldn't put one foot in front of the other. And this year, the way it started is not any better. So, yeah, I'd go off with that one, too. All right, there you go. That is Relax or Go Off with Tom Carroll. Nice job there. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back and wrap up our thoughts here on the Patriots, and then we'll have a little bonus baseball for you going until 6:15. Additionally, here as we hand things off to the Mass Mutual pregame show, Red Sox and the Orioles. Tonight. We'll get to all that next. Go up to Maine, the great state of Maine. Talk to our good friend Blair. Hey, Blair.
What's going on, guys? How are you doing?
What's up, Blair? I feel like we haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, you know, long time's always best for me, not hearing from me, I guess. It's always okay. good, I guess.
Well, it's nice to hear you now, so, Blair. What's on your mind, sir?
What's on my mind is, you guys, that I did not think the Patriots are actually going to win this game. I had people telling me that the other team's going to win, which was the Bengals. And I told them, you know, you're probably right. The Bengals should have won that game, I think. But, you know, the Bengals, they extremely thought they were going to win that game, you know. And they were picked favorite, weren't they? And
yes. Guess biggest what? Favorites Patriots. On the board, Blair.
Yeah. And Jerron Mayo, the coach, actually did a great job coaching that game, and the players played well.
They did. Blair, thanks for the call.
Like they did.
Okay.
Do people know when you say actually there's a negative connotation?
Yeah, no, I some people don't get that, I don't
like
think.
When Jerod Mayo said he actually made some plays yeah. with his legs about his quarterback, it was a bit of a shot, I think intentionally.
That was
like
actually
humorous.
A good point, Andy.
Right. Thank you. Right. When you say actually, you diminish. Like, Jerod exactly. Mayo actually coached a good game.
You actually asked a good question to Brissette. It's like, did, oh, thanks.
Right. I mean, so you didn't. You were stunned by it kind of thing.
Blair's, I think, represents a lot of fans and Patriots fans all throughout New England who underestimated this team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And media, too.
Absolutely.
We'll see. Did they underestimate him if they go 1-16?
No. Then I'd say they got the estimation just about right, but no one expected them to win that first game.
We may have overestimated the Bengals.
That could be. Yeah.
Right? I mean, Vegas certainly.
I'd say that definitely is the case.
We overestimated. Now, and a team that has a track record of not being good early in seasons and not dealing with some of these situations they find themselves in seemingly
right.
every year very well. So the overall game was misanalyzed by everybody. Right, we didn't see some of the pitfalls for the Bengals.
Everybody except Stiz.
Except Stiz.
Except for Stiz.
Because he is the Stizard of Oz.
He really is. Steve is in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
How are you guys?
Great, Steve. How are you?
I texted my friends yesterday. Good. I texted my friends yesterday. Jerod Mayo and Wolf won. Patriots beat writers zero because mm-hmm. we were fed a line of garbage, apparently.
Nope.
About how this team was. You know, all that ridiculous
nope.
reporting from the training camp, the 7-on-7s, all this nonsense.
Nope.
So they got it completely wrong.
Nope.
Deshaun Watson, does Deshaun Watson now prove the Steve from Fall River rule? He absolutely does. Let me throw one other guy who's coming up the pike.
I don't understand what that means.
Don't trade for a guy who is a sexual predator.
No, you don't.
That's a good rule. That's a good rule.
That seems like a solid rule.
Yeah.
No, that's not the rule. The rule is you don't know what sure. you have until these guys have 30 starts in the league. That's your baseline.
Okay.
31 to 50, then you can make a prediction. You don't give a guy 240 million guaranteed because he had a couple of good seasons.
Steve, I liked it better when you were ripping the beat writers. Let's go back to that way.
C-Mark Sanchez.
Uh-huh.
C-Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. That was it was a good start. It tailed off a little
petered
bit.
Petered out. Okay. Can I actually address Steve's call?
Sure.
So two things can be true. The Patriots can have come out and played well
mm-hmm.
and put to rest some of the concerns of the training camp field, and those things could legitimately have been concerns on the training camp field.
Sure.
Those were true. Everybody saw the same thing when they struggled. There were struggles.
Yeah.
There were struggles from the quarterback. There were struggles from the offensive line. Did we overblow it? Did we not put it in proper perspective? Maybe some of those things. But did stuff get made up? Was it wrong? No, it was not wrong.
No.
We were wrong about the game, a lot of us, who picked, what'd you say, 31-10?
I said 31-10.
I think I said 27-9 or 28-9, something like that.
I think Scheim had the score exactly right, but the Bengals winning, yeah.
Okay, and I actually expected the first half to kind of play out the way it did. Mm-hmm. I just thought the Bengals were going to pull away in the end. They never pulled away. They never pulled out. You know, Gerard said it, you know, pull up on the nose of the plane. The Bengals couldn't pull up on the nose of the plane. It just kind of kept bumping along on the ground. But Steve is typical of a lot of fans. Nobody makes it, or I won't say nobody. Most people don't make anything up. They see things on the practice field, and they tell you what they saw.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that yesterday didn't happen or that didn't happen. They both happened. Those both they happen on different dates.
Right.
There were things that happened July 23rd through August 20th, and then there was something that happened yesterday, and that was good. And I think we're all glad that happened, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But let's not crap all over and pretend that was fake news, never happened, like the caller earlier.
Well, okay, but interestingly enough,
okay,
outside of Steve and that one guy earlier, we haven't gotten a bunch of calls of fans being like, oh, you guys were wrong, because the fans thought they were going to lose too.
Right.
No one really thought, like, deep down, Steve can say, oh, and he's just ripping the beat writers, oh, you guys reported it wrong. I don't think they reported it wrong. I don't think anybody reported anything wrong. I think they reported accurately what they were seeing in camp. Just like 2 years ago with Matt Patricia, people said, this is a disaster. This isn't working. And even though Billy O'Brien's here last year, it's still not, you know, up to snuff, and this still may be a tough year. Those were all true. Those were all things that you saw in camp and ended up becoming true in the regular season. Now, this win was a good win. We don't know that this whole season is going to look like this. And by the way, if the whole season is Jacoby Brissett throwing for 120 yards a game, you're probably not going to win a lot more games. Like, you know, that's a fact of life in the NFL in this day and age.
I just feel like,
you know,
if Steve had missed the Eagles preseason game where Brissett threw the pick in the end zone, he'd say, oh, it was fake news. You guys told me he's forcing the ball in the end zone. He didn't force the ball at all yesterday. No. We all saw him force it in the end zone. Doesn't mean yesterday he couldn't play better, although he kind of made a bad throw in the end zone that he got lucked out. That was a very interesting answer to your question about Hunter Henry's pass defense where he broke it up. He's like, he knows what he gets for that. And I was like, he made it sound like I want to know more.
I did, too. I was sort of waiting for him to say it.
And he
did. Yeah, then we just got to the next thing.
It almost
makes it sound like it may be something gross.
Yeah, or I don't know, devious or like something that we can't know about, that the public can't know about. They know how it works, and he'll get what he get. Like, I was interested in that. But, yeah, Steve, you're dead wrong. It happened. It all happened. There was a good performance yesterday, and there were bad performances on the practice field. Also think a lot of fans saw the Eagles practice that Gerard admitted was a hellacious day.
Right.
And a lot of those fan, I don't want to be disrespectful to them, but sort of the fan reporters that like to blog and post things, they were at that Eagles practice, and I think that's part of why they're not pushing back as much, because they saw some of the ineptitude that was on full display.
You're hardly seeing anyone push back today.
No,
honestly,
I know that's
you're
weird.
Not. It's very, and listen, I
thought there'd be more of it.
I thought maybe you'd get some just to be like, oh, you guys are idiots.
What about next week?
Easy to say to
us. If they win next week.
If they win next week, you might get more of that, sure. I think there's going to be a lot of revisionist history going on if they win again next week, too.
Sure, sure.
Not but by people like us necessarily.
I expected
like,
that.
You know, yeah.
I didn't take quite the beating over the last 24 hours that I thought I would. And I'm a little disappointed, if I'm being honest.
I think a lot of people were sort of coming over to your side of the
street.
They were. That's why.
And I think that's why they're hesitant. But if they beat the Seahawks and go 2-0, I think I may take a real bath next week.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to. Because if they go 2-0, then zero wins was idiotic.
If they go 2-0, get the duck boats ready. That's what.
But if they go 1-7 to start the season, then zero wins was not idiotic.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Real quick, I said we were going to talk Red Sox leading into the pregame show. Forget that. If you're on the line with the Patriots take, stay on. We'll get to you next in some bonus baseball here on a Patriots Monday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.